Hey, I want to say thank you for you agreeing to help me record this little hypnosis session for my patrons. Now, the thing is, Patreon recently enacted some rules, some little updates regarding not safe work stuff and some hypnosis. So, the first thing I need to do is do a little pre-talk with you to make sure that you fully consent to everything that we're going to be doing during this little hypnosis session. I know that we've already had some email correspondence about exactly what you like, but let's refresh it here while the camera's rolling. So, you have a hypnosis fetish, which, for anybody from Patreon who might be watching this, means that you derive a lot of pleasure from being hypnotized. And you have a bit of an exhibitionist kink also. You like being stripped down, made to be helpless and controlled and exposed. Does this all sound good? Yes, of course it does. Because I'm just covering exactly what we emailed each other back and forth. Though there's one new thing I have to bring up before we start any hypnosis. Patreon has recently made some changes to the rules regarding nudity. Now don't you worry. I know that you like being naked and hypnotized, and that's still okay. But you see, the thing is, a good boy like you might get a little excited and just get an erection while being hypnotized, all naked and exposed. And unfortunately, Patreon explicitly bans any erections being depicted. So, since I didn't want to reschedule our little session, I got you something. Here, look at this. It's a chastity cage. This way, no matter how good you feel, you'll always be a good boy and follow the rules. Now, I know that this is last minute, so you don't have to put it on if you don't want to. We'll just do the session fully clothed from the waist up. If you don't put this on, that's okay, isn't it? No. You want to be naked and hypnotized? Well, if that's what you want, you're also going to have to want to be put in this chastity cage for this session. All right. I'm not forcing you. You can stop listening to me and back out at any time. Isn't that right, my good boy? Yes. So, as long as you're still here, That means you want to be hypnotized. You want to be naked. And at least for a while, you want to put on this chastity cage. How about you make yourself comfortable? Slowly but surely, remove every single piece of clothing you have on. It's okay. I haven't started filming yet. I'll start filming once you have your chastity cage on. Once you're nice and comfortable. You want to be a good boy and help me make the best possible hypnosis video that I can, demonstrating how pleasurable being hypnotized is. Some people need to see it to believe it. And some people like you get off on being seen. That's right. All nice and naked now. Exactly how a good boy like you should be. Focus on your breathing. Slow and deep. Don't get hard, or it's going to be difficult to put this chastity cage on. Maybe even a little uncomfortable. Here. I'm going to start first with the bass ring. I'm going to lubricate it ever so slightly so it slips on nice and easily, pulling your shaft through it and then slipping through one of your balls and then the other. A perfect fit. It's snug, but not tight. That's important for your safety. You're never to put on a chastity device or a cock ring that's too tight. Do you understand, my good boy? Good. And now, let's put on the rest of the cock key. Sliding it on, locking it in to the bass ring, and now it clicks shut. As I pull out the key, I'll hold on to this for a bit, okay? In fact, maybe I'll just hold this key out in front of you as it dangles in front of your eyes on a string. I sway it back and forth, slowly and gently, as I start filming. Now tell me, my good boy, do you want to be hypnotized? Excellent. Now I must warn you, if you allow me to hypnotize you, I will brainwash you. Do you understand? Okay. If you're really fine with that. And finally, of course, you're okay with me filming you naked, locked in chastity, for all the world to see. Isn't that right? Yes, it is, my good boy. Of course it is. Deep wave of pleasure. Aww. Did your cock twitch a bit? Did it try to get hard in your little cage? Well, I'm sorry, but there's going to be none of that today. Trust me, I'm not the sort of cruel person who would hypnotize you and brainwash you and lock you in chastity for no reason. No, 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 no. It's all Patreon's fault. They said I couldn't show an erection, so I guess that just means I need to keep my good boy locked up. But that doesn't matter, because hypnosis is pleasure. Focus on the key that I'm holding out in front of you as I sway it back and forth. Like a pendulum, your eyes follow it involuntarily. Keys are so interesting. They could open one thing or many things. They could grant you release or lock you up more tightly than ever before. I guess it's all about how it's used and who holds the key. If you were holding this key, you couldn't be trusted with it. You couldn't be trusted to think for yourself. You would be tempted to release yourself, to ruin everything. So instead you focus on me. You focus on the key that I have, the control that I have, as I tease you with it, swinging it back and forth in front of your eyes. Those eyelids of yours must be feeling rather heavy. Maybe they're starting to flutter shut. Maybe all your muscles are feeling loose and limp. Perhaps you're tempted to touch yourself, to try to stroke your cock, but that's not allowed. No, no, no. If it was just the two of us, I might allow it, but no, other people are going to be watching you, so try not to look too horny and aroused. Try not to have your cock twitch a little bit every single time you sink deeper into trance, every single time the key swings back and forth in front of you, every single time you breathe in, getting more aroused and submissive, every single time you breathe out, becoming more mindless and brainwashed, letting go into sleep, deep, mindless sleep, as you slump over, feeling really good, knowing that so many people are going to see you naked and hypnotized, locked in chastity. They're going to see you being such a good boy. Good boys always go deep. Good boys always obey. They open their eyes on three. One, two, three, and then they just sleep, closing those eyes, going loose and limp, mindless, helpless. All they can ever do is obey. You are a good boy, in and out of trance, and you love being hypnotized. Normally, you'd be touching yourself right now, but since that's not allowed, I want you to instead imagine that hypnosis is the ultimate form of pleasure. Perhaps you could imagine that being hypnotized is a form of masturbation for your mind, and it unlocks pleasure more powerful than touching your cock ever could. In fact, instead of touching your cock, let your hands slowly float upwards, more and more, as your hands rise up higher and higher, your mind sinks deeper and deeper. As your mind sleeps, those hands of yours float upwards, all the way up to your temples on the sides of your head. Reach out gently with your fingertips and massage them. It feels good, doesn't it? Relaxing. But it can feel even better than that. Because you're a good boy, open and receptive to any and all fun hypnotic suggestions. As you touch your temples, you start to feel pleasure. Maybe it's a lot, maybe it's a little, but it's pleasure all the same. And with each passing second, as you massage your temples gently in this spiraling pattern, that pleasure feels as if it could just double with every few passing moments. So even if it was just a little pleasure, soon it's twice as much pleasure as that little amount of pleasure, twice as much pleasure, and then, in a few more moments, twice as much again. Pleasure, over and over again, letting your mind become overwhelmed with pleasure. And the pleasure is coming from being hypnotized. It's coming from being a good boy, in and out of trance. The pleasure does not come from your locked up cock. The pleasure does not come from your body. The pleasure comes from your mind. The pleasure comes from hypnosis. The pleasure comes from being brainwashed. Pleasure. 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 That's right, my good boy. No way to resist it now. No desire to resist it now. In fact, being locked up in my control makes the pleasure more intoxicating, makes the pleasure more intense, makes the pleasure more addictive. You don't care about being let go, about being released. All you care about is being a good boy and obeying. Good boys must obey. What a fun little mantra to say out loud as you tease and toy with your temples. Good boys must obey. That's it. Good boys must always obey. Good boys must obey. Repeating that over and over again as you touch your temples. Hypnosis is masturbation for the mind, and being hypnotized feels better than touching your cock any day of the week. Every single time you get the urge to masturbate, your mind knows deep down deep, automatically and effortlessly, that it's better to just be hypnotized and brainwashed. You just obey automatically, because good boys must obey. That's why you're touching your temples and not your cock. That's why you're happy to be locked in chastity. It doesn't matter, because you always get to be hypnotized. You always must be brainwashed. Good boy. More pleasure. Being hypnotized feels better than touching. So it doesn't matter if the cock cage stays on or comes off, because deep down deep you know hypnosis is masturbation for the mind, and you must do it, because good boys must obey. And in a moment, I'm going to give you the chance to have a mental, hands-free orgasm. Now, you're not going to physically come. You're not going to ejaculate. No, no, no. It's better to have a mental, hands-free orgasm. It's better to not come physically, because there's more pleasure in your mind. And also, it's against the rules, Patreon's rules, for you to ejaculate on camera. That's not allowed. Ejaculating is not allowed. Coming is not allowed. You have to orgasm mentally. That's the only thing you're allowed to do, and good boys must obey. So play with your temples and spiral down deeper into trance. 10. The pleasure is growing more intense. 9. You can do it, my good boy. 8. Every single passing second doubles the pleasure. 7. It's almost too intense. 6. Your mind is blanking out except for your mantra, good boys must obey. 5. Edging from all this mental pleasure and ecstasy. 4. Getting so close, so desperate to come from just hypnosis. 3. Ready to have your mental hands-free orgasm. 2. Right on the edge, so desperate, horny, and needy for it. And 1. Deep. Mental orgasm, deep, mindless pleasure. Be a good boy and let your mind come. Let your mind orgasm as you let go to this euphoria and bliss, orgasming harder than you ever thought possible from hypnosis. Hypnosis is pleasure. You feel your body spasming, orgasming so hard, and then going loose and limp as the warm afterglow of this mental orgasm flows over you, safe and sound, feeling wonderful and good, just drifting. You did so well. You're such a good hypnotic subject, and you can feel so happy knowing that you showed off to so many people the power of hypnosis. In fact, it's kind of sexy how so many people saw you get hypnotized. It's kind of sexy how many people are going to see you get hypnotized. It's kind of really arousing being so many people's entertainment right now. Just a happy, horny, hypnotized plaything. Such a good boy. Hold on to all these good feelings as I count up from 1 to 5. 1, slowly drifting up towards wakefulness. 2, more and more. 3, becoming aware of your surroundings. 4, almost there. And 5, wake up and open those eyes. Feeling so good, happy, and very, very obedient. You are such a good boy, helping me make this video. And I'm glad that the scheduling worked out. Though the thing is, sometimes I have some last-minute availability to do a session or make a video. So you see that cock cage that you're wearing? What if it just stayed on for a bit? I can leave you the key if you really, really need to take it off. But don't you feel so good knowing that at any moment, if I was to call you, you'd be ready to film another one of these little hypnosis demo videos. You'd be all compliant with Patreon's rules all the time. Because as you just learned, you don't need to touch or get hard in order to feel really, really good. So, what better way to be a good boy than always being ready and willing to help me out in any way that you can? That chastity cage is pretty comfortable and really sexy, isn't it? Think about it. Here, I'll leave the key right on the table. Catch you soon, my good boy.